John 20. Let's look at a few things here. Things to look for when you don't know where to turn. You ever been there? Man, I tell you, I've been there so many times. Man, a lot lately. Amen. That's all right. Devil can take a swing at us. We'll heal back up and keep on keeping on for the glory of God. Amen. Keep on shouting. Keep on uplifting the name of Jesus. I want to look at John chapter 20. There's a few things down through this whole chapter. Not sure where I'm going to get to. I ain't preached in about 2 or 3 weeks, so you may, about 3 hours, we'll be done. Some smile, some said, oh God, and start looking, setting your alarm. You'll be out of here in 30 minutes, won't you? Woo, glory. I'm just glad I'm saved. Amen. John 20. We're going to look, this is some familiar scripture. You've seen it a lot and read it, no telling how many times, and I have too, but I'm telling you what, this chapter has blessed my soul the last few weeks. I mean, I've read it backwards and forwards and just looked up and down it, and I'm telling you, everything about it just blesses me because there's so many things we can take from it to help us. And I'm telling you, it'll help you tonight if you need it. If you let the Holy Ghost pour out on you a little bit, this will help you. I mean, this word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing the soul and spirit and asunder, getting into places that you need. Amen? Don't never get to a place where you don't need the true Word of God in your life. I'm telling you, it's what helps us. It's what heals us. Amen? It's what saves us. Amen? Amen. Anyway, John 20. We're going to look down, just for the sake of time, down just a few verses, and we will start out about verse 9. Let's all bow our heads while we're sitting there and let's ask the Lord. Let's all ask the Lord to help us. Let's ask the Holy Ghost. Can you ask the Holy Ghost? Yes, you can ask the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't get out of whack and don't think you can't ask the Holy Ghost. He's part of the Godhead, isn't he? Amen. Ask the Holy Ghost. Don't be ashamed of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's your comforter. He's here. Amen. He's here. Let's just all pray. Our Father, as we bow again, thanking you for this time. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've given us, Lord, and your mercy. Oh, what a blessing, Lord, just to be saved. Amen. Just to be saved by the good grace of God and to be in this church tonight and for these folks. And more than that, Lord, just to feel your presence. What a blessing it is to know that you love us enough just to pass by, Lord, that we may feel your presence and encourage us and help us through this life. We pray, Father, the Holy Ghost to just move in and stir tonight in our hearts. And Lord, you take this word and apply it to each and every heart that needs it. We thank you for all you've done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Anyway, we'll start out in chapter 20. We'll start out with about verse, let's see, verse 11. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord. They had taken away her Lord. And I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. She knew not that it was Jesus. She didn't have a clue. What was taking place here? Now, this lady, she was distraught. She was going through some hard times here, Brother Dan. She didn't understand what was taking place. I mean, she looked into a place where her Lord had lain. She had seen him die on an old rugged cross. She had seen him actually bleed. She saw him give up the ghost. She saw him actually close his eyes and go away in death. She saw that. She was there when they brought him down off that old rugged cross and just kind of bound him up and took him to this old tomb that was borrowed, wasn't even his. And they saw all the things that took place. And I mean, she was upset about that because this is her Lord. She was upset. It was her Lord. And she was just kind of out and about, you know, and then she come back in here, Jesus was gone. She didn't understand what was taking place, but she looked in there and saw two angels. This is how much she missed her Lord. Them two angels didn't stir her one lick. I'm telling you, if I saw two angels, I don't know what I'd do. I might shout hallelujah. I might take off running and never come back. But it didn't faze her one lick. Because she was just a thought because she had lost her Lord. And imagine that. Imagine you right now. After the service the Lord has blessed you with, and how God has stirred in your life and has filled you with the Holy Ghost, and you feel His presence and you know He's with you, and all of a sudden He's gone. Man, that would just tear you apart, wouldn't it? Just the thought of me losing my Lord tears me apart. Them angels didn't faze her a lick, but she heard somebody in the background saying, you know, this and that. And I got big print, but it keeps shrinking on me. I need help. Amen. Lord of God. Pray. Pour it on Him, Lord. Pour it on Him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou whom... Woman, why weepest thou whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto her, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. She didn't... Here was... Now think about this. Jesus was right behind her. He was standing right there behind her. And she was so upset, so tore about what was taking place, not knowing where Jesus was at. Right there He was behind her. He spoke to her. Now look here. He spoke to her. She still thought He was a gardener. Them angels didn't stir her. She was in a mess. But I'm telling you, things to look for when you don't know where to turn. Are you ready? Look what happened here. Jesus said unto her, Mary. Amen. All He had to do was call her name. All He had to do was call her name. And as we look down through some Scripture here, and we look down at some of the disciples here in just a minute, you're going to find out real soon that Jesus comes and fixes and helps right in the middle of our mess every time. Amen. A lot of times, Lord, help me out of this mess. Lord, help me. We're looking for a way out. And all of a sudden, He's there. Right in the middle of our mess. Not when things are getting better. Not when things have settled down. Not when we're in a position where we understand. But every time I've gotten in a mess. Every time I've gotten a fix. Every time when I thought my Lord was gone. Every time when I thought I lost my Jesus. Every time when other things are looking around, the things of God didn't stir me. But every time I've gotten in a fix. Right in the middle of my mess, brother. Right in the middle of my mess. Not when I got through it. Not when somebody fixed it for me, but right in the middle of my mess and in the middle of my concern, He says, boy. Now, I don't know about you. You say that's kind of crazy. Amen. But He's talked to me a time or two, and it's been boy. Amen. That's the way I talk to my son. I say boy. Amen. He's my father. And every time I've come to a place and it's been so hard for me to move on, not knowing which way to turn, not knowing where to go, what to do, every time He's come by and He's called my name. So friend, I'm telling you, if you're in a mess right now, you don't know which way to go, you're confused about the situation, things not stirring you, it's time you just hold on just a minute and listen for the Lord to call your name. Now she got excited then. The angels didn't do it. The other things didn't do it. But I'm telling you, when Jesus called her name, business started picking up. She started immediately, boy, she got excited. I don't know if she shouted hallelujah. I don't know if she shouted her hair down. I don't know what took place. I don't know if she run to the synagogue and run around in circles shouting hallelujah and blowing a blessed horn. I don't know what was taking place, but I know she got excited when Jesus called her name. And that's something we need to look for. The very first thing that we need to look for when we're going through battles in our lives and don't know what to do. Amen? Listen. Listen. Listen for Jesus to call your name. He's your only help. You can go to every psychologist in the world. They'll help you a little bit. You can take every pill in the world. Amen. You can get every prescription in the world. You can talk to Darren till he's blue in the face. And so are you. But the one that's really going to help you is Jesus. He's there every time. He's never going to leave you. Never going to forsake you. Amen. You may be the loneliest person here tonight thinking you don't have nobody. But I'm telling you, if you'll listen, you'll hear Him call your name. Thank God for a Savior like that. Amen. Hey, Buddha don't do that. Joseph Smith certainly doesn't do that. None of the cults gods do that. Amen. None of them. Why? Because every one of them's dead as a doornail. And a doornail's dead. I don't even know what a doornail is. So it's got to be dead. Amen. I've heard that a long time. Somebody can explain that to me. Amen. Oh, we can laugh and have a good time in the Lord's house, can't we? I am. Amen. Amen. But thank God. Thank God that He's there and He'll call your name. Let's look on down just a little bit. Brother Dan, should I have to drink after you? I couldn't see if there's something floating in. The swine flu, piglet flu. Amen. But anyhow, we saw Mary. We saw kind of what was taking place there. She turned herself in verse 16. When she saw, she turned herself and says unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascended unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and to your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord. Boy, I bet they thought she had lost her mind. What is the matter with this woman? Nobody say it. Nobody said amen. Yep. And that he had spoken these things unto her. Then that same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled, look at here, for the fear of the Jews. She had went and told them what was taking place and what had happened. And boy, she was all excited about it because she had seen her Lord. She had lost Him, but now she found Him. Amen. She was in a bad place, hurting. No telling what was going on in her emotional place she was in. But her Lord was there. Everything was all right now. She went and told people, and boy, they thought, God, this woman's lost her. She's crazy. She's crazy. So they run, and like a bunch of little girls got in a room somewhere screaming. No, they got in the room because they was afraid of the Jews. Why? Because they was afraid of the same fate that happened to the Lord that they just seen. They were afraid it was going to be coming after them. May have. I don't know. But anyhow, the Word of God tells us they had run to a room and was scared to death. There was fear up all over them. Have you ever faced fear? Be honest. It's just here, us tonight. Ain't nobody else listening. It's just us. We've all faced some fears. Man, I've been through some fears many times, through some sickness, through finances, through just situations in my life, fearing about a job, fearing about the future, fearing about what's going to take place, fearing over my kids more than anything, what's going to take place. But I'm glad, thank God, they've been under the fountain of blood. Amen. I'm glad they're saved by the grace of God. I'm glad they've been around some old-fashioned King James Bible preaching. I'm glad of that. Amen. Hey, you ought to shout over that one right there, I'm telling you. Because if your kids and your families have been around some of this stuff, been around some shouting, been around some singing, been around some old-fashioned preaching, Holy Ghost preaching, amen, they've got something. That right there will help them separate from the truth and a lie. Every time I worry about my kids, man, I worry about my daughter a little bit, and boy, I tell you, it amazes me sometimes when your kids have been around the real stuff. When they've been around the real stuff, and they've seen the Holy Ghost stir, and the Holy Ghost save some people, and the Holy Ghost convict them and save them, they know the difference. Amen. And I'm telling you what, I could shout to the city just because of that, if nothing else. Amen. If y'all didn't shout with me, I would just be shouting because my young ones are saved and we're all going to heaven. Amen. That's enough for me right there. Amen. But anyhow, they were fearful. There's no telling what kind of other emotions were taking place here. I mean, they were all bottled up in this room and, oh, the Jews coming. And you can imagine if a little knock or a little noise or if anything was happening in their life, you know, if anything was happening at all, if they heard one little noise, they'd just probably all jump to one side of the room and no telling what. But you know, right in the middle of their mess, Jesus came and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. See, there again, right in the middle of your mess. Right in whatever the situation is that's going on in your life right now. I don't know. I'm not no mind reader. I'm not no prophet. I'm none of the sort. But you know, and the thing of it is, you and the Holy Ghost knows. And if you're going through some fear right now, whatever it may be in your life, if there's some sickness going on in your life, right in the middle of your mess, Jesus will step in. Hey, man, He will. Man, I'll never forget when I first got called to preach after a while, and a fella come up to me and says, Tony, I'm going to set up a tent for you. I'm going to set up a tent. He said, God told me to set up the tent. I said, well, praise God. If God told you to set up a tent for me to preach, who am I to say, I ain't going to go preach. Amen. I was excited, man. It's the first opportunity I'd had to preach the gospel. Man, I was all excited about that. And all the things that was taking place. And man, the next thing you know, the place that I worked, some things started happening. Man, and I took a half a day off to go set the chairs up at this tent. Boy, I was all excited. My daddy was coming to hear me preach, and I was saying glory to God for that. Some of my family's going to come to hear me preach. I was all excited about all these things. I scheduled a half a day off 2 months before that. Took that half a day off, set the tent up, got the chairs moved, all the things, coming to work the next day. Here comes the supervisor. I said, I got to have a talk with you. I said, oh, good, okay. He said, come into my office. I said, oh, that ain't a good place to go. I thought, uh-oh, something ain't right. He said, the owner of the company told me to fire you this morning. I said, do what? Why? Because you took off yesterday. I said, do what? I thought, oh, man, you kidding me. He said, I'm not. I said, I had it scheduled for 2 months. Well, he's the very bird I had it scheduled with. He didn't tell a lot of things that was supposed to be told for the truth. But he said, I have worked it out that he'll put you on probation for 2 weeks. I'm thinking, unto God, here I am, God, this is one of my trials. I said, God, man, I got out of there that day, and I didn't eat for about 2 weeks. That's bad. I'm telling you, it was that bad. I said, oh, God, I got a family. God, I'm doing my best to serve you. God, I'm doing my best to preach. God, I'm doing my best to do this, and all these things are coming to pass. Why is this going on? My daddy's going to come to hear me preach. My God, he's lost. Why is this happening to me? Didn't hear a thing. Oh, God. Made it through the 2 weeks, went later on. Later on, was at another meeting, and man, it was just burdening my heart. And I got down by an old stump one night, honestly, in the middle of the night by an old stump. I hadn't heard from God. I hadn't heard a thing. I said, God, I'm doing all I know to serve you. I'm doing all I know to serve. I don't know anymore. I mean, I was begging God, crying, God, I don't know what to do anymore. This is all I know, God. What can I do? And I laid down by the old stump. And you know what I heard? Brother Dan, that was all. It wasn't, you're doing a good job there, boy. You keep it up. Yeah, you're doing right. You're doing right. He wasn't, no, that didn't come to me. Oh, you're doing right. You're doing well. Patting me on the back. None of that. None of that. I mean, I was begging God like I'd never begged before. Never had I begged like this before. God. And that word trust. That's all. Nothing else. But right in the middle of my mess, right in the middle of the darkest valley, as far as this old preacher had been through, one of the darkest valleys, I've had a couple since then, but right in the middle of all that mess, here he comes. Slip right in. I never heard a thing. He didn't open my door and slam it. He didn't holler, here I'm coming. He didn't say, oh, look over here and shout and do this and do that. He didn't do none of those things. I just got to a point in my life, I couldn't turn, I couldn't go, I couldn't pray, I couldn't do nothing. And I'm telling you, that has helped me more than anything else in my life. When that little voice come to me, that still small voice, said, trust. And that was all that came. I'm telling you, that helped me more than anything. But just like these guys here, they're fearful. They didn't know what to do. But here comes Jesus, right on time, right in the middle of their mess, right where they was at. Lord God, move this mountain. It ain't happening. He'll help you go over it. Oh, Lord God, help me over through this valley. Help me move this valley out of my way. Get it out of my life. Move this valley. Lord, I can't get through this valley. Move it. No. You know what it's going to do? He's going to show up right on time. You're going to go through that valley. You're going to go through the valley, and He's going to be right there with you, and you're going to look back and holler, hallelujah. You're going to look back and say, glory, glory. Amen? Because He's working on you. He's working on you, trying to get you through these things. And when you get through the other side, you're going to look back and say, woo, glory. Amen? Because He's going to help you through your mess. I'm telling you, He'll do it. He'll do it. No telling how many times the Lord's helped many of us through our valleys and through our hard times. But the fear of the Jews, they came. And He said, peace be unto you. And look, and when He had so said, He showed unto them His hands and His side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Amen. They were glad. They were happy. Amen. They went from being fearful to glad. Isn't that what Jesus does? Amen. Isn't that what Jesus does? He takes you from being sad and fearful to glad. But I want to go a little bit farther here. This is somewhere I want church to listen to me. This is something I got a burden for you. You say, preacher, you got a burden for us. We got a burden for you. Well, glory to God. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? That's a blessing. So why you got a burden for us? Well, I love you. I've seen a lot of junk, man. I've seen a lot of junk all over. In a lot of places, in a lot of churches. I've been to a bunch of places. I'm telling you what's a fact. It's grievous to me. No telling how grievous God is. But this is what burdens me. I want y'all to really understand what the Lord has done with y'all here. Listen, no doubt God's blessed you and blessed Darren and his family. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. But it ain't about Darren. I love Darren. Man, I'd give him my britches. They may hit him at his knees and go around him four times, but I'd give them to him. Not here. You say, hallelujah for that. And I'm saying hallelujah for that. But honestly, I'm telling you, church, you got a rare jewel here. And His name's Jesus. I'm telling you, please, I'm begging you. I am begging you with everything that's in me. I woke up the other night thinking about this. The other night, I woke up thinking about y'all. And I thought about some of the things I've been through in some churches. Under God. It's only by the grace of God a preacher's young and get saved. Amen?
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Right.
Right. But listen, I'm telling you. Each and every one of you, I ain't just talking to one or two here. I'm talking to the whole crowd. You ought to be on your knees thanking God every day. Every day for what He's doing in your church. Listen, there's a lot of church growth in a lot of places, but I'm telling you, it ain't growing like it ought to be growing. They've took and perverted the Word of God. They've took old-time worship, Holy Ghost stirring excitement. And they put programs in and done all these different things. They really have. They've done all these things to keep people interested. That's why it's so important for each and every one of us to shout her out, amen. To get excited about the Lord Jesus Christ and excited that you're not going to spend eternity in the devil's hell and excited, amen, that one day the Holy Ghost come by and showed you through the Word of God that you didn't line up with the words of the Lord and that the Lord would save you. I'm telling you, church, really, honestly, I burden you about this because all of a sudden things can turn just like that. They can. I mean, the spout that the Lord has turned the Holy Ghost in here on y'all, y'all have seen some things and experienced some things that people just hear about. And it's an everyday thing for y'all. Don't get so accustomed to it, amen? Don't get so accustomed that you think, well, it's just a race one church. I've been staying home once a race or a golf game this evening. Man, I just soon stay here and just relax. I got to go to work tomorrow. Yeah. Amen. But you go ahead and get up.
Amen.
You go ahead, put your shoes on.
Amen.
You go ahead and fuss and cuss and still come on in. Say, we're Baptists, we don't cuss. I know Baptists. Hey, man. Right. So I don't, well, excuse me, you spiritually cuss. How's that? Does that make you feel better? You go ahead and come in. You go ahead and come in, and you're standing in the choir, and you're singing a couple of songs, and the choir director, he's singing, trying to lead you in here, and then all of a sudden, after about three songs, somebody says something. All of a sudden, somebody holds your hand up, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, here, it's opened up again, the valve, and God's pouring the Holy Ghost out on y'all again. I'm telling you, you better cherish it. Love it. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Where was I? I was right here. He said, peace be unto you. Verse 20. And they was glad. Then said Jesus to them again. He said in verse 21, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me. And look at this real close. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Amen. I mean, this is part of it. It's a joy to serve the Lord. I mean, it's a joy for the Lord to send you somewhere to witness. It's a joy for the Lord to send you somewhere with a hamburger to take to somebody that don't got it. Or that's not as fortunate, excuse my English, that don't got it. Y'all knew what I was talking about. Y'all talk like this over here, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Good. That's why we get along, ain't it? Amen. When the Lord says, hey, stop right here. You see this old man on the side of the road that's got his sign up saying, I'm hungry. And one part of you says, I want to help him. The other part says, he'll take that money and spend on liquor. Go get him a burger and bring it back to him. If you're so worried about your money, bless God, go switch it to a burger and take it back to him. Amen. If the Lord sends you to do anything, do it for His glory. That's what's so wonderful about it. Amen. What better thing can you do with your $5 than to give it in the Lord's name? Anyway, enough of that. He says here, and when he had said this, now listen, boy, it's what I like. I said all that just to get to here. Here's where y'all pick up. Y'all ready? Look at me. Everybody say with me, we're picking this up. Ready? We're picking this up. Say it again. We're picking this up. Amen. One more time. We're picking this up. Why do I say this? I want you to pick up what I'm laying down to you here. Amen. And when he had said this, look at this, he breathed on them. Amen. And said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now listen, I'm telling you, it ought to be your glory to God. Fellas, listen, every day, you be praying, Jesus, breathe on us. Amen. Every day, Lord, breathe on us. Don't let this leave us. Don't let this go away. Please, God, breathe on us. Oh, Jesus, breathe on us. Breathe your Spirit upon us. Now, I'm not some kind of charismatic, tongue-speaking, none of that. Amen. I'm not that at all. I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost, though. I believe the power of the Holy Ghost can work in our lives and stir us and move us and comfort us and keep us, because I believe I got enough Word to go behind that. But I'm telling you, every day of your life, y'all ought to be praying. Listen, y'all are blessed beyond measure in the places I've been, brother, ever. I've been in churches, amen, in Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, and I'm not saying this to brag on nobody here, but I'm just bragging on Jesus. Folks, I want y'all to stay together. I want y'all to pray for one another. Jesus, breathe on them. Amen. You be praying here, Lord, breathe on him. Brother, you be praying here, Lord, breathe on that preacher. You breathe on that choir. Amen. You breathe toward God. You breathe on my brothers and sisters. Lord Jesus, breathe on them. Put the Holy Ghost on them. I'm telling you, listen, it's so important. Amen. We need each other, brother. We need each other to be praying. Oh God, breathe. Breathe on them, Lord Jesus. Put the Holy Ghost in them. Stir them. Amen. Stir these little young ones. Amen. Oh Jesus, breathe on them. Amen. That's what we ought to be praying. Breathe on these young ones. Touch them, Lord. Don't take them down a wrong path. Amen. Keep them in the fire. That glory to God. Keep them, Lord Jesus. Keep them under the spigot. Lord, breathe on them. I'm telling you, church, you need to pick this burden up. There's no telling what the Lord will do if we'll get there. Breathe on. Woo. Jesus, He breathed on. Amen. I know this is before Pentecost. I read my Bible a little bit. Amen. Amen. But the Holy Ghost has always been. Amen. He's been there. He's been there. And He's been here. Amen, church. Pick up the burden. We say, oh, so-and-so ain't doing it. Pray for old so-and-so. Amen. Whether the preacher's doing this or he's doing that, you let it go. You say, Lord God, breathe on our pastor. Lord God, breathe on our choir. Lord God, I'm telling you, I'm not saying this. Listen, I could have stayed at the house and said this or not said it. But I'm telling you, it's vitally important that we all, amen, all of us pray. God, touch. Well, that's the deacon's job. Amen. You need to say, Lord Jesus, breathe on the deacons. Amen. Lord Jesus, breathe on them. Breathe on our Sunday school teachers. Breathe on the ones that mop the floor. Breathe on the ones in Awana. Breathe on them. Lord Jesus. I mean, don't stop. He said, preacher, you about to wear me out. Glory to God's all I can say. I'm not leaving till you say, Jesus, breathe on them.
Jesus, breathe.
You want me to leave? Amen. Breathe on them, Jesus. That's where we ought to be. Amen. Forget about being proper. Forget about having the right etiquette. I knew what I'd say. But say, Jesus, breathe on. Oh, Holy Ghost. You can talk to the Holy Ghost. After all, He's part of the Godhead. Does He make a little intercession along the way, you think? My Bible says the same thing. So why can't we talk to Him? Amen? Jesus. Jesus. Say, Jesus. Breathe on, my brothers and sisters. Jesus. Amen. Amen. We can go on. I can go for 3 hours. Brother, I'm bottled up here. Bottled slap, kadab, up here. I'm about out of voice. Yeah, amen. Say it again. Amen. Breathe on Him. Amen. Anyhow, He said, receive you the Holy Ghost. And we'll move on down just a little bit farther here. And this is what really blessed my soul a little bit more here. Here He met old Thomas, old Doubting Thomas, or old Doubting Tony, or old Doubting Darren, or old Doubting... Old Doubting, yep. Verse 25, the other disciples therefore said unto Him, We have seen the Lord. Talking back to 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto Him, We have seen the Lord. But He said unto them, Except I shall see in His hand the print of His nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into His side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again the disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut. Man, right in the middle of their mess, what happened? Here He comes. Man, isn't He good? Isn't the Lord good? He's good. And said, Peace be unto you. Then said He to Thomas, wonder how He knew that Thomas had said this 8 days ago. He's God. Amen. He's God. He said, Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. He went the extra mile to get that one, didn't he? Amen. He went the extra mile to encourage Thomas. He went the extra mile just to show him who he was, didn't he? Aren't you glad he done that to you? Amen. Amen. He didn't have to come jerk me off a bar stool. He said, preacher, if you used to drink, I used to do a lot of things. Amen. If you knew, I'm kind of like Brother Dan, if you knew where my background was, you'd be running me off a long time ago. Amen. But God. But God. Amen. He said here, and Thomas answered, look what he says. When Thomas saw, he said, and Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. What a blessing. Amen. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. Many that are not written in a book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name. But back up into verse 29, He said, but blessed are they that have not seen and have not believed. I'm telling you, friend, I've not seen Christ in the flesh. I've not seen Him. Hadn't seen Him. Amen. Hadn't seen Him. Had not seen Him. Now I can see yours just a little bigger. It is a little bigger. Let me have it. Thank you. I hadn't seen the Lord in the flesh. But I'm telling you, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. Amen. Yes. Down about verse 14 in the first part of John, what happened? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Right here, I'm telling you, right here, on this earth is as close as you're going to get to Jesus as far as touching Him. I mean, He may appear to you. He may send an angel to you. You believe in angels? God can do it. Listen to me. God can do anything He wants to do. So don't get all... How do you say that word? It's a big one. It kind of goes with theology and theologicized. Theological. That'll work. Theological. And limit God. He's God. He can do anything He wants to, when He wants to. He can come to you in many different ways and show you a lot of different ways. But I'm telling you, He said to Thomas, blessed are they that haven't seen but yet believe. And I'm glad to tell you tonight, I'm one of them. I'm glad to tell you tonight that one day the Holy Ghost come by my way. The Holy Ghost of God come my way and told me I wasn't right with my Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And through His Word, I realized that. Through His Word, I realized I couldn't measure up. I realized I didn't have it in me. Amen. Amen. The law of God shut my mouth. Romans chapter 3. Shut my mouth that I couldn't claim anything. Amen. By the deeds of the law, no man is justified. Period. No, the Word of God shuts our mouth. The Word of God closes our mouth that we can't claim anything but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. I've not seen, but yet I believe. Why? The Holy Ghost come by my way, said Tony. Hey, it's you now. Amen. I bowed down an old coffee table. It wasn't an altar. Amen. An old coffee table and asked Jesus to save me one night. Amen. I ain't been back to a bar since. I ain't smoked nothing since then. Or anything else since then along that line. We're not going all the details there, amen?
Amen?
That's enough to let you know I've been down the road and back. I've seen a lot. But I'm glad to know and let you know I'm saved tonight.
Amen.
And I'm blessed because I believe and have not seen. And I hope you are.
Amen.
But friend, if you're going through a battle in your life, if there's fear in your life, if it's concern, you feel like the Lord's not anywhere, if you'll just stop long enough, He'll come in and visit you right in the middle of your mess.
Yeah.
Joel, God help me over this mountain. Let me tell you to change your prayer. Huh? Change my prayer. Say, God, go with me. Give me the strength to go through this mountain. Give me the strength to go through this valley. You may be sick unto death, unto no telling what. You may have a terrible disease. I don't know. I'm not trying to depress you by no means. You may be going through some financial situations right now that only the you and the Lord knows about. Listen to me. Your marriage may be on rocks right now. You may not know which way. You may get up in the morning and look at your wife and not speak to her for 3 weeks. Mad. And wife, you may be the same way. Your marriage may be in shambles right now. In the middle of your mess, Jesus will come by and fix that thing. He will. Amen. You may have a sickness and been praying, oh God, God heal me. God heal me. He may. He may not. I ain't going to tell you that, well, you don't have enough faith to be healed. But you need to get up here and give me about $100 and I'll give you this handkerchief and you can go home healed and happy. I ain't telling you that. Amen. God is the only one that does that.
Right.
I'm telling you where your prayer needs to be and where you're going to find your joy back in that mess and in that situation. To say, God, give me strength.
Right.
He's going to come in the middle of your mess and He'll appear just like He walked through them doors. And the next thing you know, there He is.
Amen.
That'll preach if we fooled around here long enough, won't it?
Yeah.
Amen. He'll help you.
Right.
Amen. He'll help you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to you. Brother, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen,
brother. I'll face somebody here. Say, preacher, you head bowed. Nobody looking. Preacher, a mess. I think I can identify with a mess. We got a mess. And I've got concern about the mess that I'm in. Messing my family. Messing my finances. Preacher, I'm more than just a mess. I'm afraid. I've got fear. Isn't it amazing? We preached about fear this morning. You know what? Preached about fear this morning. Preacher, I've got doubts. Well, I tell you, I've got doubts. It's not doubt about my salvation. It's a doubt about the mess I'm in that God's going to leave me in it. And I doubt that I'm going to be able to get out of it. You're in a mess tonight. Now, folks are moving around this altar, being obedient to the voice of God, saying, I'm in a mess. I'm in a mess. I'm concerned. I'm in a mess. I've got fear. I'm in a mess. I've got doubt. I'm telling you what, the truth be said, they, some of us around this place tonight, you can look around and you can say, you know what, I'm not in a mess right now, but I've been in one. And I'm glad to know tonight that He came right in my situation. I'm not going to be one of them ones He brought out of a mess and be unthankful. I'm not going to be one of them, where were the nine after He's rescued me and brought me through. I'm going to hit this old-fashioned altar and say, my Lord and my God, I bow before You. I thank You for rescuing me out of that mess. Amen. Without a piano playing and without an organ playing tonight, I mean the Holy Ghost drawing on you. If He ain't big enough to draw on you, you ain't going to come anyway. So you come ahead and mind the Lord. And you get down here and you say, Lord, thank You. Or, Lord, I need You. Lord, would You just come breathe on me tonight? Lord, I need You to breathe on me. Would You come? Folks are moving tonight. Hallelujah. Might be somebody here come and say, boy, I want to pray for our church. God's come by again and again. He's been good to us. I want to pray, God, would You keep doing that? Lord, we want to thank You for breathing on us. You don't owe us to ever breathe on us again. But Lord, I want to pray You'd continue to do that. Would You come tonight? Lord, I don't want to be in a mess. I want to bow before You tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Our Father and our God, Lord, we bow before You tonight. And we thank You for the sweet Holy Ghost of God. And we thank You for the man of God who stood before us tonight to preach faithfully what the Lord has laid upon his heart. Certainly, God, the experiences that the man of God has gone through, Lord, to know that when mess comes into our life, there comes Jesus. God, we see that with Mary. We see that with those disciples. We see that with Thomas. Lord, we realize it by our own personal experience as well. Lord, we've been in a mess. God, not necessarily a mess that we created, but a mess of circumstances and situations that You worked out, God, that we were hemmed up, and there was nothing else that we could do but trust You. And I'm glad for an old stump that we can lay by and begin to call on God. And there You show up right in the middle of our mess and just say, trust me. God, I thank You for the fact we can trust. Starts with a T, ends with a T. That means the cross, Lord, at both ends. God, I'm glad, Father, you can help us. Lord, I pray, God, you'll touch these that are in this place tonight, that, God, you'll take away their doubt. Take away, Father, I pray you give them victory over it. God, the things that they're doubting, that you're going to help them through this, God. Dispel their doubt. Drive it away. God, for those that are afraid, open their eyes, God. Help them to realize if God be for us, who can be against us? Help them to realize, God, as you open our eyes, have we looked around? There is Jesus standing right there in the midst. Oh, everything will be all right when Jesus is on board our vessel. When Jesus has walked through the locked doors in our room. It's going to be all right, God. Give us that sweet peace. That's what Jesus said. Peace be unto you. God, I pray you speak peace to somebody tonight, God. In the middle of their mess. In the middle of the storm, God, it's going on. God, when they're most afraid, fearful. God, I pray you speak peace to them tonight. And say, receive the Holy Ghost. That's the comfort of God. Help of God this hour. Lord, I pray about those who's concerned. God, Mary was concerned. She didn't know what to do, which way to turn. Angels even showed up. That didn't mean a whole lot to her. She just wanted Jesus. Nothing less than Jesus would do for her. God, I'm glad tonight, Father, that Jesus is here. Jesus is around, and Jesus will help us through. God, tonight we ask these favors. God, we pray for the church, God. You continue to bless it, God. Pour the Holy Ghost out upon us, God. Send the fire of God. Help us, God, that we might be encouraged and stirred about the things of God. Give us a desire to read the Word of God. Have an unction, God, above, from above, to preach and to teach and to witness, God, to testify that Jesus saves. And give us a burden to pray and seek the face of God for our church, for our community, and for our country, God. Our country's in a mess tonight, God. And we need Jesus to walk right in the middle of our bed. Straighten it all out, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. And amen. Amen.